Don't make silly noises at the end of songs, dude.
I feel like they have that covered.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so you don't need to be making those silly noises.
My bad.
Why would you do that?
My bad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, sir.
How was your night?
Fine to middling, and you?
Fine to middling?
Yeah.
Sure.
What more can you ask for?
Really nothing.
Yeah, not arrested.
Except for a weekend night, you know.
Yeah, bring it. Is it the weekend yet?
Scientists are going to try to bring back woolly mammoths.
Oh, that should be a good idea. Have they learned nothing from Jurassic Park?
That's my point. Do they not watch movies? Have they never seen a movie?
Jeff Goldblum's going to be really irritated in a humorous way.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher is a white person who's known for not taking showers.
Oh, yeah, he's one of them shower-free folk mm-hmm. who believes that all the oils and smells are good for you.
Wait until you hear the crowd chanting behind him at a college football game this past weekend.
Take a bath! Take up! Really?
Take a shower!
That's beautiful.
It was great. There's a guy that has over 200 Guinness World Records.
Man, oh man.
And a lot of them are just nonsense.
Is this the guy that had the glasses, all the water things on his mouth?
I can't keep track.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I
can't. That guy did quite a few. I don't know if he did 200.
This guy has a website. We may have to talk about him today and try and get him on the phone.
Yeah, all right. I've only done 7 myself.
You've done 9.
Oh, that's right.
A Subway employee fought off a robber with a gun.
Ooh, you mean a Subway sandwich
shop? Yes,
oh,
yes.
My goodness.
With a gun. And got suspended for it.
You're welcome.
So we're going to talk about you being robbed today.
Oh, neat.
Which is always fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Speaking of which, there is a rapper who got gold chains embedded in his skull.
Ooh, I saw that.
For hair.
Ooh, that looks dangerous.
They look like dreads, but they're gold chains.
Do you remember Jane Child by any chance?
I remember she had one song I liked.
Yeah, she was a singer in the 80s, and she had a gold chain from her nose, like to her ear lobe or something like that. And so there was like a chain hanging, and all yes. I could think is someone's going to come along
Same.
And grab it.
How long till somebody...
By an accident.
Yes, agreed. Yeah.
So this dude, he wants his whole skull pulled out.
He has gold chains in his skull.
Oh, man.
Implanted in his skull.
I will never need this cash. This will be fine.
That is going to be bad news for that guy.
I'm always going to be rich. Yeah, exactly.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
And it's a 2 for Tuesday. Here's a couple from Metallica. I'm not sure you would think of Elton John as being Metallica fan.
But he
says that's one of the best songs ever written. That one from Metallica.
Is right that
there.
Right?
Yeah, Nothing Else Matters. I do love that song.
He knows a thing or two about writing songs as well.
Yeah, I guess so. He has written a hit or two. That is a fact.
Scientists want to resurrect the woolly mammoth.
Oh, neat. Swell. Awesome. Where are they going to keep him?
And they just got $15 million to make it happen.
Wow. I want to resurrect something. I need some cash.
No, you don't.
I do.
A new biosciences and genetic company called Colossal has raised $15 million to bring back the woolly mammoth.
Are they on an island, like in Hawaii somewhere?
It doesn't say where they are. Advances in genetics are making resurrecting lost animals a tangible product.
Now, is this actually like anywhere near the process we all learned about in Jurassic Park?
I mean, yes.
Really?
It is Jurassic Park.
Huh. That's funky.
Geneticists led by Harvard Medical School's George Church aim to bring back the woolly mammoth, which disappeared 4,000 years ago.
No, 4,000?
Yes.
Just 4,000?
Yes.
Not 4 million?
Does it make a difference?
Kind of.
They're woolly mammoths.
I think it was 4,000. I thought it was ancient. It was seriously long.
I mean, have we not seen any movies?
It doesn't seem like. What are they going to do with them? Just stare at him?
Good question.
Look at that.
Good question. The goal isn't to clone a mammoth. The DNA that scientists have managed to extract from the woolly mammoth remains frozen in permafrost is far too fragmented and degraded, so they can't do that.
Okay.
But to create, through genetic engineering, a living, walking, genetic elephant-mammoth hybrid.
So it's not really.
Would be visually indistinguishable
right.
from its extinct forerunner.
Right.
So you wouldn't be able to tell that it's any different.
Right, but it wouldn't be related in any way.
Our goal is to have our first calves in the next 4 to 6 years.
Wow. That's...
I mean, they're really moving ahead with this.
Yeah. How many are they going to make?
It doesn't say, but they do say that somehow it will help balance out... the atmosphere, and it'll help with greenhouse gases and stuff. And yeah, that's what they're saying.
No, we need more animals.
That's why they're saying they're doing it.
Huh. I'd go stare at it. Oh, look at that. I get a picture
of
it.
Right.
Oh,
and then it would break out. It's just like the movies. It's ridiculous how. Have they not seen any of the dinosaur movies that are on TV?
A woolly mammoth today gored Jeff Goldblum
as
he was trying to have a hot dog.
This is going
to
happen. It's the same thing with teaching robots to dance.
Yeah,
stop it.
Yeah. Or fight.
Stop doing that.
You should be able to outrun them, said
one of
them.
Skynet, right? Stop it. Stop doing that. There have been I looked up movies about dinosaurs and bringing back animals that are extinct, and there's like 100 of them. Have they not seen Dinosaur in 2000 or The Dinosaur Hunter in 2001 or Dinosaur Hunters in 2002 or Dinocroc? Have they not seen Anonymous Rex?
You know, I haven't seen any of those. So, you know what? I'm all for it. Let's do the Woolly
Azteca.
Nope, never seen it.
I don't think you want.
Bring back the Woolly Mammoths. Yay!
Back to Jurassic.
Nope.
Cowboys versus Dinosaurs.
No, I saw that one. That wasn't very good.
You watched that?
Yeah.
That's a terrible one to watch. Why?
I think I was drunk.
There's about 15 movies just called Dinosaurs, and then there's A Nymphoid Barbarian in Dinosaur
Head. Woo! Let's watch that one today.
All right, I'm down with that one.
Remember how vinyl used to skip all the time?
Yes.
I had my 45s in the original Baker Street used to skip Jerry Rafferty. And it's one point. I would be waiting for it all the
and
time.
And it would just stop and stay there?
I hated that.
Yeah.
I don't miss that moment in time that would ruin music, man.
I agree,
used
Grandpa.
To really ruin. What? Yeah. My 78 wouldn't go fast enough. To crank them.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Generally speaking, we tend to think of celebrities as being especially well-groomed, right?
Oh, yes, big time.
They're paid to look good. They have access to the best stylists and makeup artists and products money can buy. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are not necessarily signs of that.
No, they're not playing along with that Beverly Hills Weezer sort of game.
And this hurts me because Mila Kunis is kind of a crush of mine.
You're a huge fan.
Yeah.
Didn't you bother Jimmy at home, Jimmy Kimmel, one time?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Why would you? What's wrong with you? I could never tell you
stuff
anything.
Up. He's making that up.
Thank you. Mila says, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower much anyway.
Where did she grow up?
I don't know, but you shower in cold water. Right.
Yes, I would do it less. That's true.
But when I had children, I also didn't wash them every day.
Is she really old? Is she from the 1800s?
No. I wasn't that parent that bathed my newborns ever.
Whoa.
What?
Child Protective Services.
I have to change my whole mind on this. Here's the thing, Ashton Kutcher added. If you can see the dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point. I'd like to suggest smell.
Yes.
I'd like to suggest that's a point.
And germs.
And germs, sure.
Maybe,
But smell.
Yes.
Mainly.
Yeah.
So Ashton Kutcher was doing the college pregame on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And he was picking different teams over different teams. And there's always a whole bunch of college students right behind him.
Sure, okay.
They're holding signs and they're trying to get on TV and they're doing everything they can.
Right. And they're like, who's this guy?
And they know who he is because while he was trying to promote his charity wine, I think it is. Uh-huh. It sounds like from this. The crowd starts chanting, take a shower. And he starts pretty strong, but then he gets distracted because he's trying to ignore the fans chanting, take a shower.
Probably the odors are just wafting back to them. Yeah.
Maybe they didn't even read the story. They just knew.
this dude stinks. Man.
I'm working on a new charity project right now. It's called Outside Wine.
Just how loud they are.
The whole idea is... at the end of the day, like, we can look at the data. And
when you start getting into it at the end of the day, you're trying to save.
You're walking right into Kevin territory there.
I'm working on a new charity project right now. It's called Outside Wine. And the whole idea is, at the end of the day, we can look at the data. And
that's awesome. Take a shower. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'm going to introduce you to your new hero, David Rush.
Oh, sweet. What's he done? Saved lives.
He has
set
over 200 world records.
Yeah, cool. Like what?
Well, I'll give you a good example.
Okay.
Like running with one of those kid strollers.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
That's a record he set.
With a kid in it?
Yeah. Here's a record of 61 thumbtacks in a minute that he lined up in some wood.
Are they just bored out of their minds over at Guinness these days? Are they not looking for something that it's actually, we all do, and wow, that's crazy he could do it that well?
I walked, this is from him, in a challenge he called Batter Up.
Okay.
And it's basically him tipping his head back and balancing a bat on his chin. I walked just over 9 laps in 41 minutes and 30 seconds with a 918-gram baseball bat on my chin.
He's going to have something else on his chin.
How about this? F off.
Yeah, where's that guy that always calls and wants something in his mouth?
Right? He balanced 101 rolls of toilet paper on his head.
Oh, man. Come on. What is he, 10?
Fruit Ninja, level 10? No, he's a full-grown man. He says we may have to talk to him. He says he's a speaker.
Uh-huh.
An author and a performer.
Is he a motivational speaker? Is he going to motivate me to put a baseball bat on my chin and wander around for
a few minutes? If you can do that, you could do anything. The latest one that he's done is called Moving Water.
Yeah, you showed me this video.
This is stupid.
He's taking his hands, he's in a bucket of water and throwing it in another bucket and mostly missing.
Yes.
Who cares?
But I think he's trying to get the most water out of the bucket.
Why doesn't he get himself off the planet?
I don't.
Because who cares?
I don't understand how.
I mean, it's the wrong attitude. But.
No, but doesn't Guinness go, that's not a thing?
Yes, shouldn't
that isn't a thing.
I'm like, we're not interested in that.
What are you doing?
Go with two. Do something interesting.
Two handfuls of water. What? How
throwing
does
water.
Play. This is him introducing the latest challenge.
Hey there, folks. It's David Rush back with this week's Guinness World Records title attempt. Trying to break one a week on average. This time, the most water moved with the hands in 30 seconds. Previous record, 2.6 liters.
Wait, there's already a record?
There's a record.
Why?
That he's trying to break. Because people are dumb.
And bored.
Yes.
Bored, bored, bored.
This time, I got 3.375.
Hey, spoiler alert! What a dick! Well, how's he going to give it away? There's the video is
I'm
following
not even
that.
I'm excited now.
Come on.
3, 2, 1, go!
He's really missing for the most part.
No, it's not that. He's just trying to get it out of the bucket.
Yeah.
So wherever it goes.
Oh, it doesn't matter where it goes?
No, not that I can tell. And he does it for 30 full seconds. And
that might come in handy if you're in a dinghy.
It would never come in handy.
No, and the dinghy is sinking.
Four, oh, here.
Three.
Oh.
Two.
Oh.
One.
Oh.
All right, so he stops. Now listen.
No.
Come on. Come on.
Come on. One more time.
Come on.
Come on.
Like these videos.
He's all excited.
He's really excited and proud.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Look at me. I'm moving water.
Come on.
Oh, my God. What is going on this planet?
We must talk to David.
Okay.
We must talk to him.
He holds the record for the most phone calls from bored radio stations.
That could be.
How many did he say he's broken? 200?
Over 200 records.
Were
yes.
any of them interesting?
No. Not that I can find.
Take a shower.
Take a shower.
That's favorite thing of the day.
Definitely.
A Rockford, Illinois subway employee was caught on camera fighting off an armed suspect.
Wow.
The dude came in with a gun, a pistol.
Right.
Stuck it in her face. It was Sunday morning.
Right.
She was the only employee there.
And, she didn't respond, hey, what do you... You just want a half sub? What are you looking for?
No. No.
Money.
He walked in and demanded money from her.
Boo.
Let's see. Her name is Araceli Sotelo, and she's badass.
Yeah.
So she's like, no. He kind of showed me his gun, she said, and I was freaking out like, whoa, you can't do that. Please leave.
She's gotten used to having to say that to people
That's
wearing
odd,
masks.
Right?
Yeah.
Give me all your money, he said. I don't have any money. Like, I don't have any money. This is all I had. And it was just like, give me everything or I'll hurt you. And she started arguing with him. She wrestled the gun away from him.
Wow.
So in the picture, you see her, I'll post it at Kevin and Sluggo, you see her holding his pistol behind her back.
Wow.
Saying, get out.
Wow. Took it.
Badass.
Took
his gun. Yes. Which is crazy. Yeah. Then she got suspended from work because you're not supposed to argue with people who come in with guns and you're supposed to just give them money.
Here, have this.
So she's my hero.
I mean, it's just one of those like reaction things, you know? You don't know how you're going to react in that situation.
And that brings us to, have you ever been robbed?
Okay.
I never have, but I've never worked a job where somebody would come in
you
and
you never
perhaps...
worked retail?
No.
Oh, lucky you.
Look at me. Do you think I've ever worked retail?
I'm not sure what that means.
I don't have the patience.
Oh,
we've talked about this.
It's
There's
terrible.
No possible way I would have the patience for people.
No, no. Yeah, well, we're video store, record stores. Nobody ever robbed. Well, they used to steal stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they would just hide. They wouldn't come in with a gun. They would just sneak stuff into their pockets and whatever.
Yep. It took me a while to catch on, and then it took me a little longer to realize I didn't care, so I probably shouldn't do the job. I should probably get
out
of here.
Listen, take whatever you want.
I don't care.
I don't care. Well, this girl didn't. She said, you can't do that. She took his gun and she threw him out.
Dang.
He's still at large, unfortunately.
But they saw his ass.
Yeah, but he was wearing a hat, so you can't really identify.
Did he wear a mask? Would he come in and rob with a mask, I wonder?
That's a great question.
Because, I mean, you know, any time in history, it'd be weird you walk in with a mask.
He's
right
wearing
now,
a mask. Yes, he's wearing a mask.
Well, at least
it's a ski mask.
I can't believe
it. Okay, but hold on. It's a ski mask that's open above his eyes and underneath his mouth. So you can still see his whole face.
So it's not a proper mask. No. You're kind of like, oh, wait, that dude is planning on robbing someone.
And look at her.
Mask.
She's holding the gun behind her back. Like,
that is awesome.
I've got this. Now you get out.
She is Dina from Superstore, except that they also said you're not supposed to ever stop someone.
I mean, that's the rule.
Yeah.
Because it isn't worth your life.
Yeah. No, of course not.
But this is just a reaction from her.
Right, of course. You
and
can't
she
help
rules.
How you react. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've been robbed.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking
what
for.
What was your reaction?
An attempted robbery.
What
818-955-KLOS. Yes. What did they say to you?
Yeah.
And then how did you respond?
Right.
Because I think I would just give him money.
Here you go. Enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not my money.
I have $4 in my pocket. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about a female subway employee that fought off an armed robbery suspect, took his gun.
Took that gun away from him.
And then
man.
Threw him out.
Get out.
So we're asking you, you got robbed?
Yes, I was.
Tell us.
I was working for Domino's Pizza, and I went to deliver a pizza. The order was in the back of an apartment building where it was all dark, and two guys, before I got to the apartment, stood me up. Didn't have any weapons, but they threatened me.
They threatened what? To beat you up?
Yes.
Okay.
And they were going through my wallet, and I decided at that time that I'm just going to grab my wallet and run to the street, which I did.
Nice.
And when I got to the street, there was a police car in the street, and I'm like, hey,
are you kidding?
Wow. They had me identify them, and yes, they caught him.
Nicely done. You're a hero. Woohoo! Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Hey, yeah, I was robbed one time.
All right, what happened?
So this took place in April of this year, actually on 420. And I was playing this game, and I had to guess if it was, like, marijuana or something. And then I won, and I won a prize, but I never got the prize. And I think the robbers' names were Kevin and Sluggo.
Oh, you're so funny. Took him a long time to get there. I like it. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You were robbed?
I was. Worked in a bank.
Yikes.
In the city of Gardena.
Wow, was it like a dog day afternoon situation?
It sure was after that.
What happened?
But, five kids came in, or maybe one adult was with them, all dressed in black, hoodies, sweatshirts, brand new bank branch, only alarms in the manager's office.
Oh.
And they came in, pointed their guns, jumped the counters, had us lay on the ground, and then asked us to open our drawers. There was only three of us,
right.
Two tellers and the branch manager, the five guys. And the kid asked me, hey, open your drawer. And I just looked up at him and I said, I'm on the ground. I can't move. Here's my keys. Do it yourself.
That doesn't make sense to put you on the ground and say, don't move and open the door.
Yeah. Pick a lane.
Exactly.
So did they get away with it? Did they get away with it?
They did.
Do you still work in a bank? Because that is why I wouldn't want to work in a bank, right there.
I'm in the finance now, but not in a bank.
Wow. So it did sort of mess with your mind, of course.
For a while,
Sure.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. You were robbed.
955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We started off this hour by talking about a subway employee that fought off a robber with a gun, stole his gun from him, and then kicked him out.
Yeah, go.
Love it. What a badass. And we're talking to you if you were robbed.
I got robbed at knife point in a hotel. There was a knock at the door. Someone said, maid. We let them in. Well, we opened the door, and they pushed in and socked my friend in the face and held my then-boyfriend at knife point, where they took his wallet, and right then I noticed I had a gold chain on. I, like, pulled my shirt up, and I kicked my purse under the bed.
Nice.
Yeah, they ended up stealing my friend's Porsche, his jacket, like, all kinds of stuff. And we called the cops, and they went on to rob a bunch of other people. Down the line, they got caught. And we went and helped the DA prosecute them, and those guys went to the Gray Bar Motel.
Listen to that.
Nice.
USA!
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 Get the crump! Get the crump!
What city was this in? Was it in Vegas?
San Diego. We're just kids partying for the weekend to have a good time, and it all got jacked up. But at the end of the day, jail.
Yes. Good. Good. Nicely done. Well done. Thank you for that. That's awesome. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Were you still having people call that were robbed?
Yes. Yes. We're getting a disturbing amount of people who are calling that were robbed.
Yeah. Yes.
Seems like it happens a lot. Yeah. What happened to you? I don't know what's happening with your phone.
I'm sorry.
It sounded just for a second like you put your phone in your butt. I don't know exactly if that's what happened.
That's not where that goes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, my mom and I were mugged on our front porch.
Oh, no. Is there more to that?
The end.
Did they get your money?
Yeah, they jumped our fence and ran towards us and took my mom's purse, like fought with us both, like screaming, and because we didn't really understand what was happening when it happened.
Sure.
They took her purse and ran.
What city was this in?
Whittier.
You know, suddenly I'm feeling like I'm a 911 operator again.
It does feel like
I gotta send some cops out.
Do you need help now, ma'am?
Yeah. Did they get caught?
Well, they thought they did, and it was super scary because they had us go in the cop car with them to like some street corner a few miles away and ID people on a street corner.
Wow.
But it
wasn't even them.
No, it wasn't them.
Wow.
It's scary for us.
Yeah, sure, yeah, of course. Yeah. Boo. Are you still living in Whittier?
I am.
Ah. Well,
nice. I
don't ever sit on your porch. The lesson is never sit on your porch in Whittier.
Porches are bad in Whittier.
That sucks. Sorry. Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
And go. A couple from Motley Crue on a 2 for Tuesday in the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
We are talking to people who got robbed. You were?
Yeah. Okay. I was. It was in the 80s. I was a teenager, platinum blonde, and my first day at Baskin Robbins, I was so excited.
Your first day? That sucks.
My first day.
And Baskin Robbins is supposed to be happy and nice. And
I know.
Come on.
In a brown dress. Come on. Anyways.
Well, that's the worst part.
I don't understand that part.
That was the worst part of the job.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And a man walked in. He wanted a quart of vanilla. And I was like, cool. I could scoop this up, and I scooped it up and packed it up and took the bag out, and he pulled the gun out.
Whoa.
And said, put all the money in the bag. And I never worked a cash register.
Right.
So I was like, ding, I can open it.
Right, sure.
I felt like Kelly Bundy. I was like, I could get my manager in the back. Or you could come around and open it. I don't care.
There you go.
I was just like, bing, sure. bing. Like, oh, he's going to shoot me, man. You know, I can't open it. I don't know how to work cash register. So I got my manager out. And
he came out. Hey, I'm going to help you with this robbery now.
I said, hey, we're being robbed. And he goes, shut up, Shark. I was a joker and a rocker and whatever. And I said, no, really, we're being robbed. You need to come out now.
I love that his instinct trust you.
You're just horsing around.
Yeah, he's like, shut up. And he got the money out, and he took the f***ing ice cream. I mean, he took the ice cream.
I mean, he's not an idiot.
Boo.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks. Glad you're okay.
Yes. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. You were robbed?
Well, they tried. This was in the 80s in the military. I was leaving the club about 11 at night, and these two dudes walked up to me and said, give me your wallet, and they pushed me into a car, and I was thinking fast, so I broke the antenna off and turned around and started whipping one of them.
Boy, that hurts.
That's painful. Yeah, definitely.
The second guy ran, and I kept whipping this one dude until he curled up on the ball like a little baby.
I love it.
And at that point, I said, give me your wallet, mother effer.
Nice.
Gave me his wallet. I kicked him in the face and took off.
Do not mess with the military.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nicely done.
They teach us how to defend ourselves. Everything around me can become a weapon.
Of course.
Dude, I love that story.
I do too.
Thank you very much for that.
I love that you took his wallet.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you, man.
Later.
Try Preparation H for that Ring of Fire. Now available.
That sort of ruins that song.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You remember the... Did you see the story of the rapper Lil Uzi Vert?
Oh, yeah. You showed me that picture.
Put the diamond in the middle of his head. That
was
a different one.
Right, okay.
Somebody tried to steal that one. This is a guy who I just put up on my Twitter. Rapper Dan Sir gets gold chain hooks surgically implanted into his scalp.
And there's a whole bunch of them, right?
Yes, and he has... It looks like... It looks like dreads, but the hair is golden hanging from the hooks.
Actual gold.
Yes.
So that's heavy. It's got to be actually embedded in his skull, doesn't it?
It is.
In the bone.
Yes.
So when someone comes along to rip those out.
Right. That's my point.
Woo!
This 23-year-old Mexican Goldilocks claims he's the first rapper in human history to rock an assortment of gold chains as hair. Hanging from hooks that he surgically implanted into his scalp.
How do you sleep with that? Can you imagine all that clunk, 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 and heavy and headaches?
The truth is, I wanted to do something different because I see that everyone dyes their hair.
That's what he said. Missing persons would be very upset about that. I think I'll dye my hair blue.
I have it as a hook implanted in my head, and the hook has hooks, and they're all hooked to my skull.
The hooks have hooks. Woo!
Under my skin.
Man, that's insane.
So that seems dumb.
That's, well, one of them has got to rip out no matter what at some
point.
You
would think somebody would just do a run by.
100%. I mean, you said the guy who had the little diamond or whatever.
Somebody tried to steal it.
So, yeah. I mean, how much more
is
this?
He jumped in the pit and tried to get it back, and they said he did get it back. It was a $24 million diamond.
What did that feel like getting torn out of there?
What an idiot. So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline. We have the stylist to the stars, and I believe the person that performed this procedure.
Whoa.
Roger Racine.
Hello, Roger?
Yes. Yes, hello. That's true. I did the procedure, and it was remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Does it seem dangerous to you at all?
Not at all. Okay. I'm not a medical professional, but to the best of my knowledge, it's just fine.
Okay.
What if someone did grab a handful of it and pull? Wouldn't it rip his... What's gonna happen?
Well, there are small hooks implanted into the skull, mm-hmm. and then the golden chains are hooked onto those hooks, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone were to grab them, they'd simply bust loose, I assume.
I
have no idea. No one's ever done this before. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. It's no one's ever done this before.
Right, I've heard that. Now, so you didn't even think of perhaps testing what would happen if people pull on it?
No, of course not.
Okay, all right.
Because this is a wonderful world.
You're missing about the look.
The look, right.
The look. No rapper's ever had actual golden hair before.
Right, I've heard that, yeah.
He's the first one.
Is this the strangest thing you've ever been asked to do, or?
So far, but we're not stopping there.
Oh,
what else?
Dan Sir, the rapper, is his name.
Uh-huh.
Is a remarkable individual and a huge talent, and we're not going to stop simply with golden hair. We're going to keep augmenting him and making him the most unique person in music.
What if he were just to be a better rapper?
That might be a good idea.
What kind of
people are rapping, but how many people have hooks in their head with gold hanging from them?
Apparently none.
I mean,
this is
one.
The first
exactly.
one. Right, yeah.
One. Exactly.
Okay, so what else is the plan?
Well, first, next up, we're going to transplant his ears. We'll take his ears off and put handles there instead.
Wow, would this be the first one ever?
The first one ever to have handles for ears.
So will he be able to hear?
He's got a very aggressive girlfriend.
Okay, I might want this.
Installing two small dust busters into his nostrils.
I'm sorry, small dust busters.
Dust busters into his nostrils. Cannot get the cocaine up there fast enough. So we're just simply going to add some dust busters. We're going to surgically implant a bottle opener into his navel.
Oh, I mean, that could be useful.
I like this one.
That's not bad.
Have fun at parties.
Has anybody ever done this before?
First time ever anyone's done it. We're going to transplant his nipples and put in laser pointers.
Oh, I like that one.
Wow, okay.
I'm actually liking this.
Are you?
Yes.
Can you do it for Sluggo as well?
Yes.
Absolutely. It'll be two people, not one people.
That's true. That is true.
Lastly, we're taking his testicles out and we're putting in two small clown horns.
Oh, idea ever.
First one ever.
Right. Thank you, sir.
No one else.
Right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
No one.
Right. No one else.
Lots of other people.
No one. Right.
Okay. Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, Don't Back Down in the KLOS Free Ride, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Hey, did you see that Billy Idol's going to be hanging out, speaking of new music? He's going to play one of his new songs from the EP.
Thursday.
Yeah.
I did see that.
Going to be hanging out with Heidi and Frank. And then, if that's not enough for you, right about 10:30, he's going to be hanging out as well with Marcy.
And so. Then with us, which I think is really cool.
He's like, I'm really nice those of them. Losers. I'm out of here before they get here. But Billy Idol here at KLOS on Thursday. That's
very
awesome.
Cool. I'm looking forward to his new album. I like that new song.
Yep. Great stuff.
Tourists are now smoking toad venom in Mexico's hipster town Tulum.
Toad venom.
Mm-hmm.
Toad venom.
Smoking it.
To get high, I assume?
Of course.
I assume?
Of course. You know that's why.
Does it work?
The smoking of a powerful hallucinogenic toad venom, in short, it's a practice known as speed toading.
I spat at you because that was so crazy.
It exploded in the Caribbean tourist hub of Tulum, where it can now be sought after as a new age healing tube.
So are these the same toads that people used to lick to get the high?
I believe so.
Yeah, so it's that same
It's
whatever.
Called Bufo alvarius.
Damn straight it is.
It contains the fast-acting psychedelic 5-MeO-DMT, regarded by many as the world's most powerful psychoactive substance.
Wow. Wow.
It's known as short as Bufo.
It's Bafo, yeah.
Maybe it is. Yeah,
Bafo Bufo, man. I got some Bafo Bufo, man.
Emerging research suggests that it reliably brings about mystical experiences and helps with depression and relieves anxiety.
And it's not illegal down there yet?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
But a significant minority of users report serious mental health difficulties. Okay.
I mean, of course. But that's true with any, you know.
They also name this the, quote, God molecule. That seems bad to me.
Yeah. Wasn't that in another movie?
I don't want to smoke the God molecule. I was falling into nothing, one person said. I was doing flips. My arms and legs were going in different directions, dancing crazily.
And what were you actually doing? You know, a friend of
mine. Probably just laying there.
Yeah, I was like really tripping. And, you know, he said he was in a waterfall and he was like in the middle of nowhere. It turns out he had actually fallen through the ceiling tiles of his business where he is spending the night that night.
That's
crashed
fantastic.
Crashed onto the sink and had broken it, so water was flying everywhere.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, that's where if you're in virtual reality, you're still somewhere.
This guy says, I was laughing hysterically because I was so happy. All white, floating above my physical body. It was literally the best feeling ever.
Wow. Thank you, Toad.
What is it? Speed toading?
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Speed toading is the name of it.
Speed toading.
So we're going to ask you what you did to get high. But it can't be weed. And
yeah.
It can't be heroin.
It has to be something weird. It
can't be anything normal.
Yeah.
You tried sniffing glue, whatever you tried.
I tried 818-955-KLOS. I tried smoking catnip one time when I'd run out of weed. And I'm like, well, it gets my cat
because the cat
super
seems
high.
To be super high. Sure.
And we're alike in a lot of weird ways.
Are you?
You know what's so stupid, though?
Wait, did it work?
Didn't do anything.
Did you set it on? Were you able to set it on fire?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it burned up. Yeah, it burned up, and it was fairly easy to smoke. Rather, like, I just put it in my pipe, my usual pipe, and I smoked it up. It was so stupid in my mind, it didn't occur to me that, you know, if that were the case, they wouldn't be selling it everywhere.
Yeah, that's
somebody would have figured it out already.
Somebody before you?
Yeah.
I think that's probably true.
You go into the pet store and get something you can get wasted on.
So maybe when you were younger and dumber?
Yeah. Well, a couple weeks ago.
Or maybe now? Whatever. Whatever it was. What did you try to get high that wasn't a normal way to get high?
And did it work?
818-955-KLOS. We're looking for something new. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about the smoking of a powerful hallucinogenic toad venom, which is known as speed toading.
I think it's the same toads that they used to lick. But
I believe so.
Now they're smoking the venom.
Quickly.
Woof.
So we're asking for different ways you tried to get high. KLOS, hello.
Who there?
Hello, what?
Hi, Dad.
Down, boy.
Yeah, you're going to go with your dad. So get your helmet and your bat.
Hey, helmet Dad. Can you talk?
Are you teaching someone to play baseball while talking about getting high?
Get that. Step and throw. Step and throw hard.
Okay.
I'm starting to think someone butt dialed this.
Hey, same. Good kid. Get your helmet and your bat.
Helmet and your back.
Sebastian.
Swing,
live already?
What?
Huh? Go back. Fine.
No, he really doesn't hear us.
Here for a little longer.
He's butt dialing.
Yeah, I love it.
I do too.
Sebastian.
Yeah, your team sucks.
You kids are the worst kids I've ever seen. Please.
Give up. Stop playing baseball.
Let's come back to him after a little while. Hi, KLOS. What have you done to try and get high?
Kevin and me.
Hey. No. Close enough.
That was not me, I would like to point out.
We did extensive research into alternate psychedelics. And there's, it turns out that there's a plant that grows wild in Mexico and South America that they use as a replacement for psilocybin mushrooms when the mushrooms aren't in season.
Is it the Macra plant? Is that what it's called or something like that?
It's well, it's a very long Indian name.
Okay.
Hip and zip zip and zilly or what something, 26 letters.
Right.
But there is a locally available gardening floral plant that's everywhere called psilo.
Okay.
Psilo is also in the mint family, directly related to this Mexican wild replacement that the shamans use. And we actually went out to the L.A. County Fair one time to abscond with a big bag of their leaves and made tea out of it. And like three or four of us were ripped for 2 days.
Whoa. For two full days.
Wow.
Absolutely. Like a mushroom trip.
Was it great?
Psychedelic. Yeah. It actually tapered off and you went to bed and you got up the next morning, drink two big glasses of water and it came back on.
Hmm. Wow. Well, see, sometimes you hear people that, you know, they have a 24-hour high and they get tired. They don't want it to keep lasting.
Right.
They want it to go away. Right. But this one gives this you a break, lets you sleep, and then comes back in the morning.
Yeah, wow.
But it was a very clean, mellow psychedelic high, complete with all the different colors and patterns, and laughing hysterically at the stupidest
Love it. Love it.
That's awesome. That's Thank you job. For calling, man.
Thank
hey,
you.
Let's go back and check on the
gate. Get that.
Get back.
Get back.
That's you.
Slide into home.
Step and throw.
Step and throw.
Good point.
This is the longest butt dial ever.
Let's put him on hold and come back to him.
All right.
Hi, KLOS. Did you find something that would get you wasted?
Oh, salvia, purple salvia, is the most powerful psychedelic in the world, and I've had every single one of them.
Have you tried speed toting?
I have not.
Go back and tell it. Go do it and then call us back.
Hey, let us know how it goes.
My phone is melting.
All right, one more time with the
Step and throw, Matt.
There
listening.
You go, Matt. No, he did. He did really good.
Oh, he said, there you go. Yeah,
Matt, let's get high. Good
throw, kid. That was nice.
Matt, that was nice.
Oh, Matt, get that.
Matt, the baseball is melting.
818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, you got
hustle, kid. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking about somebody who was speed toting, what they called it.
Yeah.
T-O-A-D.
And unlike my catnip, which I tried smoking one time, didn't do anything for
me
at all. Just irritated my cat that he didn't have the catnip he wanted.
Right,
hey,
Matt, you were smoking it.
He Bogarting my catnip. Wow.
So we're talking about different ways that you tried to get high. You have one?
Can you play golf?
No, I cannot play
golf.
There
you go. Hey, run to a caliber. That's yours.
Same guy.
Throw to first.
He dialed again.
You are really high, aren't you?
He sounds like a good
dad,
though,
because he's
very encouraging.
Yeah, but stop calling us, you bastard. Hello, KLOS. What'd you do to get high?
Hey, I discovered a very special way of getting high.
And what would that be, pray tell?
Just put my balls in your mouth.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I'm just listening to you guys, and I figured I'd request a song for the topic, which is Jimi Hendrix, Are You Extreme?
Ah, nice. Hey, I was trying to think of a song to wrap this up with. That's a very good idea.
Nicely done.
Thanks, man. We will do it.
Thank you. Thanks. KLOS, hello. All right, what have you tried?
Well, I don't even know what that tree is. But it has this yellow bells on top, and if you boil down in some tea,
right,
yeah, you'll go to La La Land.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's the kind of stuff that gets people killed.
I want to go to La La Land.
Right there, yeah. Well, that's true. Hi, KLOS. Yeah, what you trying to get wasted, sir or madam or both?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Pretty good. I listen to you guys all the time. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I think it's called Morning Glory or Hell's Bells. I don't know if it's in the, you know, I know it's in Southern California, but it's like the little yellow flowers that hang downwards.
Right.
Oh, I think that's what that guy was just talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But there's also nutmeg. I didn't know if that's what that guy was talking about.
Oh, nutmeg. Really? I have heard that. And how does that work?
Apparently, nutmeg, if you have, like, a big old spoonful of it, it can get you pretty buzzed. And you can overdose on nutmeg if you have too much of it.
Wow. What? Wow.
That is not the way to go.
No, man.
What happened to him? He OD'd on nutmeg.
Lame. Why didn't he get some weed? Thanks for calling, man. One more check-in with the baseball game. Hello?
Everybody's standing in their spots. That's awesome. All right, who's next?
All right, that is my favorite butt dial ever.
And it's been going on for an hour.
Yeah, he has no idea. All right, as soon as these exciting commercial messages are over, you're going to hear your Jimi Hendrix. And thanks for all the ways to get high.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Time for what we learned today. Scientists are very close, 4 to 6 years, to bringing back woolly mammoths.
What?
Yes.
We don't
need
that.
They're using the DNA from bones that they found in mountains.
Nope. Why?
To help with global warming.
My butt.
I don't know about your butt. I don't know how they would help global warming either.
Bring back. What could we bring back instead? Good Cheech and Chong movies.
I like it.
Find the DNA for that. Make that happen.
Ashton Kutcher needs to shower more.
Take a shower. Take a shower. A
bunch of college kids were chanting that behind him in a pregame show for
brilliant
college football. A woman named Araceli Sotelo fought off an armed robber at a Subway she was working at. The guy had a gun. She stole the gun and kicked him out.
And we heard from a lot of people who had also been robbed. We're very upset about that.
There's a lot of people that have been
robbed. Yeah.
And rapper Dan Sir might be the lamest person of all. He got golden chains for hair with hooks embedded in his skull.
Please pull my head off. Grab this chain and pull my head off.
We will be RIPing him soon.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
It was on this day in rock in 1969 when Genesis played for the very first time. They were playing a tiny little cottage owned by Peter Gabriel's former Sunday school teacher. Do you remember seeing Bob Dylan on TV on this day in rock in 1976? It was this day that his special on TV, Hard Rain, aired. It was on this day in rock in 1995 when Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for the Beatles' Getting Better, my absolute favorite Beatles song, went for $249,000 at auction in London.